Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hale reaches second base with a double. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a line drive towards third. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schultz, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish strikes out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. McNair reaches second base with a double. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to third. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair scores. It's Athletics, 1, Browns, 1. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-1 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gulick for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Cochran moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Miller reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Gullick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hiney Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynish for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. Cochran moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Fox is walked intentionally. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haas scores. Cochran moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. Cochran scores. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 3 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 0 for 2 in the game. Gullick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell strikes out. One out. Red Badgerow pinch hits for Sam Gray. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to third. Gullick moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Gullick scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Williams applying the tag. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Max Bishop pinch hits for George Earnshaw. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. 1 out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Quinn now pitching. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-3 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maynish moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Maynish moves to third. 2 outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.